This is Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. When temperatures rise in the summer, crime goes up, and young people are often the victims. A 12-year-old girl was the victim of a high-profile shooting at a graduation party in Providence this summer. More and more, teens are a factor in crime. Two teens are the suspect in a triple murder that happened last July in Providence's North End. As part of our series, Hot City Crime in Providence, I visited the North End and Smith Hill to find out what it's like to grow up in a high-crime area. Just inside the gates of the Chad Brown Housing Project, a dozen kids play tag around a blue and red playground. It's hot, close to 90 degrees, but none of them seem to notice. In the shade of a tree next to the playground, Balkis 10 cradles her tiny one-month-old baby and watches her 8-year-old son run around.
Right now, I don't have any concerns. We don't have any problems. I got 2 years here, and I got a boy, 8-year-old boy. The future for teenagers is not good.
She's right to be concerned. Last July, this area had more crimes than anywhere else in Providence, including 20 violent crimes. And teenagers who grew up around here say they've seen anything and everything, like Billy Ruin, an 18-year-old.
That's true. Really true. Like, fights, shootouts, drive-bys, all that stuff.
Ruin remembers the first time he witnessed a drive-by shooting. It was on Elmwood Street, and he was only 4 or 5 years old.
I was outside on Elmwood Street, and there was a drive-by. And then I was just standing there. I didn't know what to do.
What did you do?
I just went home and told my mom. She told me to stay inside.
Ruin is tall but slight and soft-spoken. He has a large tattoo peeking out from underneath a white V-neck T-shirt. It says, "Only God can judge me." Despite the tough tattoo, Ruin says he never felt drawn to gangs or crime. In fact, with everything he's seen on the streets, it was just the opposite.
I was always out doing stuff, not trying to get in trouble because I know something bad would happen. But I always kept that in mind, to stay away from trouble if possible.
To stay out of trouble, Ruin often plays basketball at the Madeline Rogers Recreation Center. On a recent evening, dozens of kids play basketball or go for a swim in the center's pool. Outside the rec center, Tu Patumahong from the Institute for the Study and Practice of Nonviolence greets kids as they arrive. He helped set up the rec night 7 years ago.
So we don't force people to do yoga. We don't force people to throw dodgeball at each other. We just say, hey, whatever you guys want to do, let us know. We'll make it happen for you. If they don't want to do nothing and just roam around and be peaceful, then that's fine with us too.
Staff at the rec night can help teenagers find a job or a GED program or return to high school. Patumahong will even arrange to take a kid to a court date or mediate a dispute, and he knows the risk of failure. He used to be one of these kids, and he ended up in a gang, running the streets, he calls it, later doing prison time. If he had his way, these kids would be in school all year long, or at least getting summer jobs.
You know, we just didn't have opportunities when I was young. So we just, caused havoc in the community. That's what happens at the end of the day.
A little way north of the rec center, children cool off in a water park, one of several around the city. This one on General Street is just steps from the site of a triple homicide that went down almost exactly a year ago. As she watches her grandchildren run in and out of the sprinklers, Angel Sweeney says she doesn't worry about their safety.
I think it's gotten better from my perspective. I mean, it used to be a time where all you ever heard was bad, 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 bad. But I think it's gotten better.
Sweeney lives nearby, and she brings kids from a summer day camp to play at this park. She tells a little girl to put away a plastic squirt gun. She doesn't allow guns of any kind, even if they're bright pink toys.
I think if it's not handled right, children might glorify what they see. And you can't say that's going to lead them to do bad, but children might get excited by that. They might tend to go towards that. That's why it's important that parents talk to them.
Sweeney says what worries her is how young people internalize the violence they see around them, sometimes in their own homes. And then there's the question of how those experiences may affect them when the summer ends and they go back to the classroom. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio. This way.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.